You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m., Center Stage offers a celebration of musicals from both the stage and screen with your host, Lila McLoach. Music, interviews, reviews, and theater news. That's Center Stage. Live online and on the radio every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. on The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton.
The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The show brings you a new, live-off-the-floor, extended modular and hardware synthesizer platter every week. It's an electronic smorgasbord of bits and bytes, microchips, and fresh sine waves. It's been a good week. I spent the first 3 days rehearsing for a gig with my pal Samantha Martin that'll be live-streamed on Friday the 20th. Thursday will see me in the studio working on new tracks for the upcoming Trues record. Friday, I'm driving to Belleville to the Empire Theater to play that gig with Samantha Martin. And Saturday, I'm actually flying out to Calgary for a quick show. Back home Sunday. Gotta say, I love the busy schedule. It's one of the things that always attracted me to this lifestyle. It's almost like the before times. I was a guest on my first podcast last week as well with my friends Adam Percy and Tim Vandeven for their podcast called Audible Brutality. Adam was a guy I met in the early 90s when his band Acid Test used to tour through Thunder Bay. He showed up early one night back in 93 or so to Crocs and Rolls in Thunder Bay, where my band Strangeways was playing. We wound up opening up for them over the next few nights, and I'd always make sure to try and give them the best Thunder Bay experience whenever they were through town. One time, we were all sitting at the Burger King on Memorial, part of the best Thunder Bay experience, and Adam was going off about how cool touring was. I'd yet to venture away from my hometown, and he told me, "Man, when you finally get out and tour, you're either going to hate it or you're going to love it." Seemed like a no-brainer for me. I couldn't wait to split town and hit the road. And he was right. I was one of the guys who wound up loving it. The drives, the strange towns and venues, waking up too early, staying up all night, the people we met along the way, and getting to play live music almost every day in a new fantastic city was a dream come true for me. When we first traveled the country in 98, I knew this was how I was going to spend the rest of my life. And somehow it's never got old either. So even in the modified version of it that I'm doing this week, it's still my favorite way to spend my time. CurrentFantasy.com has links to the podcast and Samantha's live stream as well, so check that out. And in the meantime, I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls. I'm
Thank you. finding their own voice, following their dreams, and not listening to others and being inspired by all that kind of stuff. I'm gonna point out, there are a couple of cases in life where being normal is pretty good.
You're currently listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.